KRNR Judges Report, February 25th, recorded February 24th, 2021. Welcome to the weekly Mills County Judges Report. This report is brought to you by our local community radio station, KRNR Goldthwaite, Texas, FM 100.5 on your radio dial. This report is aired at 11:45 a.m. and 5:15 p.m. each Thursday and is available for your listening at any time via the Goldthwaite Eagle website and the Mills County website. Almost the entire focus this last week has been on the winter weather disaster. By my timeline, this event went from Thursday, February 11th, when the sleet started, through Friday, February 19th. Now the sun is out, the plumbers are busy, and recovery is well underway. While it is fresh on everyone's mind, this is a good time for an after-action report. Setting aside ERCOT, which is a statewide problem, along with any discussion of global climate change and national energy policies, the most troublesome local problem was the LCRA's management or mismanagement of the Star Evant substation and their cavalier attitude toward the resulting problems. To put things into perspective, many people in Mills County had continuous power throughout this entire winter weather event. Other areas, and I'm in this category, had intermittent power, which ranged from 1 hour on and 1 hour off to 45 minutes on and 3 hours off. But it was semi-predictable, recurring, and kept houses above freezing. Then, there were people whose power was off for a day or more. Much of this related to the LCRA's shutdown of the entire substation serving the Star Evant area. With 2 days of near zero lows and the power off for days, no one could keep their houses livable, not to mention their wells and pipes. The failure to rotate at the Evant substation was a management decision made by the LCRA and sent at least one local resident to the hospital via helicopter for hypothermia, and they demonstrated a callousness toward human life. When I talked to the LCRA, this attitude came through loud and clear with the observation, well, this weather and possible rolling blackouts were forecast. People could have self-evacuated in advance and avoided it. Yeah, well, evacuate where? And who tends the livestock? The LCRA could have chosen to rotate the power or to freeze Star and Evant. They chose the latter. I, for one, will not forget that. After the Star substation problem, the next largest problem was our local communication networks. As the power outages continue, cell tower batteries died. Even landlines lost dial tone as the batteries in their boxes ran down, despite the co-op's best efforts to make the rounds with generators to charge the batteries. On top of that, on the 17th of February, Mills County lost our 911 service as a battery-powered switch in San Angelo ran out of juice. The failover should have routed calls to the Lampasas dispatch, and that's actually what happened for San Saba. But the gremlins were not through with Mills County, and for a while at least, Mills County 911 calls went to an 888 number in Canada. The 911 problem lasted about 14 hours. As soon as our dispatchers became aware of the problem, they used code red to notify everyone to call the direct landline, 648-2245. But getting that message out or getting a landline to call in was a problem, given the problem with cell towers and dial tones. Rurally, the lack of power led to a lack of well water, but with power and water operational throughout in the city of Goldthwaite, water and heat were always available if you could get to town. The highway department did a great job on keeping the state roads in Mills County passable. City streets and county roads were a different story at times. My biggest takeaways, besides that the LCRA must change their load shedding practices, is that communication of emergency services must occur before the event and must occur before they are needed. While we were able to react to events as they did occur, it was difficult to impossible to spread the word. We are so reliant on cell phones, text, landlines, Facebook, and so on, that if when you take all that away, we quickly have a communications vacuum. I was very appreciative of some county precinct employees who proactively checked on rural residents. Next time we will make that a formal process in all precincts. Fortunately, this is Mills County. Key businesses stayed open and neighbors checked on neighbors. That last part kept the hypothermia in the Star area from turning into multiple deaths. I could go on about the confused FEMA disaster eligibility determination or how the Texas Department of Emergency Management could improve its communication skills or create user-friendly applications, but I won't. Commissioner's Court met Monday and approved a 2-year extension of the Mills County Depository Agreement with MC Bank. Interest rates are lower than 2 years ago, but that is a market-wide situation. The county has the investment tools to take advantage of an interest rate increase when it inevitably occurs. A consultant study has been completed on Hill Country Transit Authority, aka the HOP. This follows the retirement of the organization's longtime executive director, Carol Warlick. The results came back with a variety of reorganizations that ranged from splitting up the HOP into 2 units to moving headquarters from San Saba to Belton. Operating a standard fixed-route bus system in Belton, Killeen, and Copper's Cove and a rural on-demand system elsewhere has created some dissatisfaction, primarily in the larger cities who have been subsidizing their bus services. The board's discussion of this should be interesting. I'll provide more information next week. On the COVID front, about all that is clear is that the upward trajectory of new cases has turned around over the last 2 weeks. By my count, Mills County only has about half the active cases we had a month ago. Some of that may be weather-related, but it's clear the holiday spread is behind us. The issue now may be how many people can be vaccinated before the new, more contagious variants arrive in Mills County. These variants are already evident elsewhere in Texas. Starting Monday, Mills County will be receiving a regular shipment of 200 doses of Pfizer vaccine per week from the Bell County Vaccination Hub, and that will be in addition to the periodic shipments our local providers receive. If this keeps up, we should be fairly well covered by mid-July. As of Wednesday, February 24th, 636 residents have been at least partially vaccinated, and that number goes up every day. That's enough for today. Thank you for your interest in county government. This is Ed Smith, your county judge.